loose lips sink ships. And honey, these lips are blown out.
If you give me a black eye, I'll give you blue balls.
Oh.
I'm Tyler. And Travis is chewing on ice.
Does he have low iron or doesn't he?
And this is Privileged Drinks. Wow, someone's got brought the energy today.
I brought the energy.
You brought the energy. Mm. I was joking.
Yeah, I felt that.
A podcast where we talk about the Real Houses of Salt Lake City.
That's in Utah.
And we realize we are a week behind, but we watched it. We got snowed in Kentucky, and which probably was the best, most conducive place to record a podcast. However, we did not.
Yeah,
we were with family, and it was just kind of a whirlwind, even though we were trapped inside. And so we're finally getting around to it now, because there was a hiatus this week, so it worked out fine.
Yeah.
What do you think of this episode?
I don't remember it.
At all.
No, I do. It was,
That's why we're giving it back to the people.
Yeah, it was annoyance. That's people, a black eye. Wait, what else happened?
People, are kind of mad about the season.
Yeah.
Like, not really loving it.
Oh.
What else really happened is they go skating, and this they, like, talk about... Both groups, one group goes skating, one group goes to the charcuterie wine tasting, and they both talk about Lisa's finances.
Oh, that's right.
And then they fight about it at the end.
This was the crux. Yes.
So, what did you think of, like, I kind of liked the fight at the end.
I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And that Lisa was being very aggressive.
I think about how much tension there just always is and how exhausting that must be. Like, I've been watching Atlanta from the beginning, and it's just very, they just, like, every single episode there's always, like, a huge fight, and within every franchise it just feels like, how do they have so much to fight about?
And yet there is an SEC filing. I like how there was some confusion about what the SEC was. It was an educational moment.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
I don't really remember it to talk about it. So we might just need to go through it and be like, oh yeah.
Okay. Wait, what's that? Who's that one housewife that does the face that's like walking on the runway?
Ramona.
Ramona? Mm-hmm. What? There's a clip of her on Twitter that's like, she's like, thank God, and covers her mouth. Do you know that clip?
No.
I don't know what she's talking about, but it's basically like she out of pocket says thank God when she shouldn't, like, about something.
Oh.
And somebody tweeted Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on hiatus this week, and then they put that clip.
Wow.
But I don't feel like that. I feel like, okay, also everyone's like, Miami's giving, Miami's giving. And I'm like, okay, it's giving because one husband decided to be, like, fucking crazy. But other than that, I don't really think it's giving. Like, I'd rather watch Salt Lake.
I mean, that's how it always is, though.
Like, you know, it's one thing.
It's a reality show. Sometimes not a lot's going on. Sometimes something happens and a lot's going on. Everything goes in waves. Every season can't be... You know, the season started out strong. And... But you can't expect every season to top the season before. You just can't. And they had a big cast change. They're working through the middle of one right now because they know at this point Jen's leaving. So,
I'm kind of shocked that they haven't teased the, like, guilty plea yet. Like, it feels like we're getting toward the last half of the season. And apparently they filmed it.
They're teasing that she's guilty of giving someone a black eye.
True, but I mean, they haven't, like, we haven't had a, like, this season on, and then it shows her getting arrested or whatever. Or in court. Mm. Not arrested yet, but...
Yeah.
It
is a dark cloud.
I know, but I just think if they filmed it, then they would show it. Like, I feel like that is the, like, energy that it needs. Because that's what we all knew the season was ending with.
Yeah. I think it's hard enough watching it knowing that. Oh my god.
Got busy.
And, I know. And trying to remember that at the time they didn't know that she was guilty.
Yeah. So I just mean like, for the fans, like, to want to keep watching it.
Yeah, true.
Because I do think, it since it is a week-to-week thing, I mean, obviously a lot of people binge it after the fact, but since it is a week-to-week thing, I think there's definitely people that probably tune in that have cable still and then just fall off of it.
Yeah.
So they need that thing to be like, I need to watch to the end, and I don't think they have that right now. So.
Well, they're trying it with this black eye thing, but really it's weird.
I only care if about the black eye thing if she's going to reveal who it is.
And she still hasn't.
I know. Do you think she will next week?
Maybe it's a reunion moment. I don't know. She's just been so weird this season.
It's interesting
because... There's too many weird things, Heather. Stop it.
We were watching with my mom and she's still fully Team Heather.
I mean, I'm Team Heather too, but she's being weird.
But she thinks that, like, she thinks that Whitney's being the bad friend.
I think Whitney is being a worse friend than she thinks she is. But I think Heather is being a bad friend, too.
Okay. I'll agree with that. Well, okay, I guess let's get into it. But I do just kind of wish that we were getting some of this trial stuff. And her sentencing is next Friday.
Oh.
So we'll have to do, we'll probably do our regular episode on Thursday, and then after the sentencing, do like a mini episode, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how long they give her.
How long do you think she should get?
I don't know. Sentencing is weird.
I think I saw last week, I might have talked about this on the pod last week, but her lawyers asked for 3 years, and the prosecution asked for 10.
Yeah. It's weird.
Which is still lower than they even said that she could get.
Yeah. This is like a totally, fully its own side topic to be discussed by like competent people. But sentencing in America is wild. Where like somebody who's like raped someone, physically harmed them, emotionally damaged them, and they'll get like 5 years. And then somebody.
Or they'll get like 6 months.
Right. And then there's somebody who, like, had a small amount of marijuana on them, and they're in jail for, like, 4 decades.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make any sense? So then, on one hand, it's like, well, she robbed old people, she lied, and she materially, I guess not physically, but materially harmed people. So she should do some debt to society, right? But then, there's people
but
that
But is it
do...
worse than murder?
Right. And how long is, you know, and really if you think about it, if you just, somebody plucked you out of your life right now, and for 6 months you were gone, and you couldn't do anything, you couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah. So it's like, on one hand you want to be like, yeah, she should do 20 years. But like, at the same time, it's like, that's a really long time for anything. I don't know. It's just, I mean, obviously there's crimes that, like, deserve worse. I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. It's like, on the one hand, it would be easy to say lock her up for a long time, but then at the same time, it's like, well, maybe she doesn't actually deserve, like, maybe 3 years is long enough.
Well, I think...
Because that is a long time.
You asked, like, why certain ones to get certain things and certain ones don't. It's because, like, at the end of the day, these are people making decisions, and people inherently have biases.
Yeah.
Toward race, toward how you present yourself in court, toward what they see about you on TV. So, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is, though. Like, because you literally can't be like, okay, if you defrauded this many people of this much money, that equals this amount of years. They can't do that for every single case.
Right.
So, like, they can't have a rule book for it. So, it's weird.
I guess I was saying that to say that... I think... Even if they gave her 3 years, I'd be like, that's a long time.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I think she's going to get
but
more.
But it seems
that.
Like she's going to get more, or else her lawyers wouldn't be asking for 3 years.
Right.
All right, I guess let's get into the program. The program.
Today.
Turn my program
on. On Little House on the Salt Lake City. today's program.
Let's turn on the TV guide. Okay. Basically, at the beginning, they show this giant montage of, like, we're still... Remember, the last episode ended with Meredith coming into the room. And then this episode opened basically the same, with the same exact way.
Right.
They show a montage of, like, everyone who Heather's had an issue with this season. Then they show the door jiggling. They show them all... Oh, they show them all waking up hungover the next day. And then they go to the... Then they show Jen going to Heather's room. And she's like, oh my god, what happened? And it's very... To me, it's very much giving... Jen knows what happened. And they keep saying, like, we need to have an alibi. Like, we need to figure out what we're going to tell people. Like, uh-huh. It's very much a we situation.
Uh-huh.
And Jen's like, well, what happened?
It was forgiving that... See, I don't know if you've seen it. But that people made a joke out of it. Because there's one reunion on Orange County. Where somebody says something that they obviously already knew. So, at the reunion, somebody said something that... they already knew, but they weren't... They were trying to act like they didn't know. Like, they were surprised to hear it. And Shannon Bedore is like, woo, woo! And she, but she looks kind of surprised, but then Tamara's doing the same thing, but she's like... Which, I'm making movements, guys, that you can't see. Obviously, this is not visual. But it's a meme out there. Go look it up. And it was giving very that, where she's, where Jen's, like, trying to be surprised.
Yeah.
But her face is not moving enough, even yeah. for...
What?
Yeah, my brain's not working.
You're acting like you just woke up. You woke up like 4 hours ago.
I've been in bed this whole time.
Yeah, but you were awake.
Anyways, she had that like panic look on her face.
Yeah.
Where it is like, you could see the wheels turning of her like trying to remind herself to act like she doesn't know.
Yeah. I also... Okay, do you want to talk about the theory that we saw online?
Mm. Yes.
So, basically, they're...
Oh, sorry.
They're obviously making it look like... Because they keep showing footage from the night before. Okay, Meredith comes over. It's the same exact thing we saw last week.
Yeah.
They basically are, like, trying to make it seem like sometime between 4:50 a.m. when they were all in Heather's room, and when they're all waking up, so probably around, like, noon or 1 o'clock... At some point in that time, someone punched her and had gotten a fight with her. That's what they're implying. The producers. But what this person online was saying is, if you look on night number one, you can... Well, she was saying she worked as a nurse, and she knows that, like, bruising like that normally takes a couple days to get that bad. So, she was saying if you look on night number one, Heather is wearing kind of like a purple eyeshadow at the dinner... And it looks like the eyeshadow goes underneath her eye, but then, like, as the night goes on, it gets farther down, and she eventually puts sunglasses on. And then day two, Heather wears sunglasses the entire time.
Yeah.
During the day and at night, at dinner. So then on day three, and then a lot of the footage at night is, like, them kind of, like, goofing off and it's dark. Day three, she wakes up and it looks like that, and they can no longer be, like, just wear sunglasses all day. So they have to make it into something. So they kind of make it be like, who done it the night before, when really it probably happened either right before the trip or like on day one, which was the day that Jen was like literally trashed.
Yeah.
Which would imply maybe she doesn't remember if she did it.
That too. I think it's a good theory. Although in the comments, there were a lot of people that were saying... Yes, that's true, but also it's depending on the, like, the, I guess maybe the force. Depending on other factors, the bruise can get that bad faster.
Hmm.
So some people were saying it's not, like, that's not bulletproof. It's not like it always takes that long for the bruise to form. So it could have happened that day. Or it could have happened the night before.
The other weird thing is that she has, supposedly she has a ice pack in the shape of lips, which is what they give you at plastic surgery places when you get your lips done.
Mm.
AKA she maybe brought it from Beauty Lab.
Yeah.
Which would mean that it happened before the trip.
Yeah. But, like, also, some people use ice packs for, like, puffy eyes and things like that. I don't know.
Maybe. True.
But also, the only reason I find it convincing at this point is because there is that scene where you can see the purple on that eye lower.
On night
so
one.
So it does look like a bruise is already there.
And the sunglasses. She never wears sunglasses all day and night.
Yeah.
And she was. Literally every scene. Even when she was in the ball on the beach, like, playing the games. She was wearing sunglasses in the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so the only thing that I think is weird about the theory is the scratches, which they were saying, like, it's possible when they were all just, like, messing around, taking their tops off and stuff, that she got the scratches on her arms, but that doesn't explain, she tells Meredith she has scratches on her back, too.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know what that, I mean, that could still also be from just, like, they all have, like, acrylics, like, yeah, claws. Okay,
but also, we're getting lost in the sauce here. She's... If Heather really thought that she had accidentally scratched herself flipping her top and that she maybe hit her head on something drunk, then she wouldn't have said all the stuff she said.
Yeah.
About protecting somebody, about not wanting to, or waiting for somebody else to bring it up, to talk about it, insinuating that she knows exactly what happened even though she doesn't want to talk about it, even though she's acting like she can't remember, but obviously she does.
All I mean is the scratches could be new and the eye could be old.
Right, that's but saying that you have scratches on your back implies with a
black eye that you got punched.
Implies that you were assaulted.
Yeah.
So
she does keep going back and forth between she's saying like I don't know what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, the producers are asking her the whole time in her confessionals. And at one point she says, I don't recall. I do not recall.
But then she says, of course I know what happened.
Yeah. But I mean, when she says, I do not recall, to me that's like what people say in court when they, like, do recall. Or, like, when they need to just not say one word or the other.
It's her... How does she phrase that? It's her... personal space, and if she chooses to recuse it.
I don't remember. It's weird. I don't know. It's just weird to me, like, you want the person... She keeps saying she wants the person to come forward, or, like, if they choose to come forward, then she'll talk about it, and I'm like, no, you have the right to talk about it. You were the one that got hit, or whatever happened to you.
Right. Well, that's the only reason it makes me think it was Jen. It's because she has the most to lose from it.
Yeah.
Although a physical assault charge for any of them would be bad.
Yeah, but it definitely wouldn't look good right before when they think of an actual trial is still happening.
Right.
To be like, all the headlines are like, Jen Shah assaults Heather.
But then why would she expect her to talk about it?
Maybe she means she'll talk about it once the trial's over.
It was kind of expectant. Like, she's like, I'm waiting.
Well, obviously Heather isn't pressing charges or anything.
Right.
Okay, so then they're all kind of waking up and... Whitney and Lisa are having a little moment. I did notice Whitney was using the Trixie Mattel mirror.
Mm-hmm.
They're just basically talking about how they think that Meredith has basically been scheming against Lisa this entire season and ever since the blow up last season. And
which facts are facts?
Yeah. America. But Whitney's kind of just saying, like, I realized she was the manipulator. Even though I always thought it was you, Lisa.
I know. This is the annoying thing. Listen. People love, not to go down a separate rabbit hole, but this is where conspiracy theorists people, like, not the entertaining ones.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get new food. One of our cats keeps, oh my gosh, throwing up the new food that we got. Okay.
Anyways. Okay, so, anyways.
Anyway, child.
What was I saying?
The annoying thing with Whitney.
Yeah, people, like, humans have, like, an innate desire to, like, simplify things. Because, to see patterns. Because it's, like, a survival type thing. Mm. And some people have it worse than others. And so, like, what I'm trying to say is that Whitney, I feel like, has this strong desire to, like, simplify things.
Yeah.
And to, like, connect dots where to make things seem like less chaotic. So she's like, oh, so and so's a mastermind. Oh, you're the mastermind. You're the one that's doing everything behind the scenes. When really it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, Meredith's mad at somebody. If she sees an opportunity, she might take it. That doesn't mean she's creating the opportunity or that she's... You know, maybe she is.
I think Whitney just needs to have, like, an answer for everything, kind of.
Right, right, right.
I mean, and you can feel that way. I feel like a lot of times people who are extremely spiritual...
She's gonna need to throw up.
Early! Okay, she did not eat the throw up. We're back. Even though for you, it was not a pause. Okay, I think you can kind of see it sometimes with people that are hyper fixated on either like spirituality or religion. I think it's kind of like they really just need a meaning.
Yeah.
To things or to life. And so I do think she kind of oversimplifies how she feels about people on the show. Like, oh, Meredith is trying to like make rumors about Lisa, so she's the mastermind of the season. Like, even though it's like she's just kind of talking shit about Lisa because she doesn't like Lisa right now.
Right. Understandably.
Yeah. Okay, so then they're all on the couch, and this is when Heather unveils the eye. And it does seem like Whitney, Dana, and Lisa are the most shocked about it, which maybe tells me that at 4:50 a.m., the ones that were in her room, like the ones that stayed up late, probably did see it.
Yeah.
Like they have
the next morning is not that
right
long after.
I do think Jen looks very guilty at this point. I wrote that down. And Heather's like laughing about it immediately. And Whitney's like, this isn't funny. If someone in this group did this to you, that's a problem.
Which, true. Hello.
Right, exactly.
She's right about one damn thing. And that's that.
So then they kind of, that's it really, and they rush past it, and then they all go on go-karts.
Well, she's very adamant about not wanting to talk about it.
Right.
But you gotta respect people's
But I do think boundaries. It was really funny. She said she wanted to ride the go-kart with Lisa, Heather did, because Lisa was gonna not talk about it and just talk about herself the whole time. And it shows them like 20 minutes later, and Lisa's like, I bought this dress for $800, and John said it looked like it was $80.
And literally every other car is talking about it. Yeah. And just Lisa is going on about anything but. Heather called it, and the editors showed the receipts.
Yeah, and then later she's like, I just like got all these shoes, but I don't have any of the boxes for the shoes. Like, just talking about nonsense.
And then later they're like, did you ask her about it? And she was like,
no.
So then they all go roller skating. No, Whitney, Lisa, and Dana go roller skating. And then all the rest go wine tasting. Mm-hmm. And they get a charcuterie board. And I thought this was so funny. Heather said, can we get a meal with, like, utensils? Like, because literally every meal they eat is just, like, rolled up ham and cheese.
Yeah, I think I would get tired of all the charcuterie as well. It's nice upon occasion.
It kind of makes me, like, bloated if I have too much of it.
Oh.
Probably the cheese.
Probably the sulfites in the meat.
Oh. Well, either one. They also just, like, never really... They just pick at it, and it's always still left at the end. Like, it's not food. It's, like... It should be, like, an appetizer type of thing. Mm. Not the whole meal.
Yeah. I also said that about sulfites, and I have no idea. I just said that.
Fake news. So, this is when, basically, they do ask Heather about the black eye. And she says, like, she doesn't want to talk about it. And then they show back at the skating. And Whitney's saying that if someone hit her, it would have been Jen. But why is Heather covering it up? And back at the wine tastings, they're like... Meredith's saying, like, it's not okay, what happened, it's not okay. And then Heather's like, respect me, I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it later. And this is when the producer says, aren't you going to talk about it? And Heather said that she can't. She said, I'll talk about it when the other person chooses to, which is what you've been saying. Mm-hmm. Then, in my opinion, she immediately deflects and says, like, the person I would have talked to about it is Whitney, but it makes me sad that we don't have this friendship. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, she's just trying to, like, change the subject back to Whitney.
Yeah.
But my mom was saying that she thought it's, like, a genuine sadness that she has. Like, It should have been me and her in that room talking about what happened, not the other ladies I called in to talk about it.
Yeah. I think it's both. I don't think it's like intentional manipulation. I think she is sad about it. And I do think she has a tendency to switch the topic to Whitney. But I also think it's because Whitney's probably at the top of her mind. Mm-hmm. And so whenever she talks about something, it's sad.
True. This is also when Jen is the one that brings up the SEC filing, by the way. Jen says, well, maybe Whitney and Lisa have this, like, big friendship now because they're bonding about not having, like, Justin just lost his job and and Lisa doesn't have any money.
Which is shady and ironic coming from her.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so then Lisa's saying, they're saying that Lisa has this SEC filing and is trying to crowdfund $25,000. They, at this part, are saying to keep her business afloat. And they're kind of like talking about Vita. But later we find out that's not what's happening.
Yeah.
And then back at roller skating, Dana says that at some point Meredith had talked to the entire group about this crowdfunding thing. And Lisa's just saying, like, she's intentionally trying to hurt me because of the hot mic moment. And this is when she says it's a different business, not Vita. Like, she's basically trying to start another business, and so she's crowdfunding for it. Which I do kind of agree with. If you're already rich, crowdfunding is for people who are poor and trying to start a business.
Yeah. The only thing I can think, I mean, it's not unusual for people to start businesses to seek investors, even if they themselves are independently wealthy.
True.
But you know, like, what do you call that stuff? Capital investors or whatever. But I think it's weird to do it like on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's really a difference. Well, maybe it's the same thing. Sometimes, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it necessarily, like, my first thought was if you're successful, like, I don't, why would you need, like, it feels like that's something you should be able to do. Especially if you're buying, like, very expensive, you know, expensive clothes, are, like, that they like to wear, like, thousands of dollars. Yeah. Like,
800, so but they look like 80.
Yeah, so I feel like 25,000 should be something you can do. But then, you know, maybe it's like a business practice where you try not to use your own money for things. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, I think, well,
but crowdfunding again.
Honestly, probably what the thought behind it was I'm an influencer, basically. I have a following. I'll just post on here and get my followers to pay for it.
Right.
But apparently, which I think is kind of shady. Happen? No, they didn't say if she got it or not.
Oh.
I would assume she did get it. But I don't know. I don't necessarily think that that's a good look. It's giving kind of like when Kylie Jenner's makeup artist was in the hospital and she like posted the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Instead of helping her.
Yeah, just pay it.
Yeah. I did think this part was funny. She was saying like, if I need to post how much I make on Instagram, I will. Like receipts, basically. And then she said, Meredith, I need to sell a lot of jewelry to make one of my paychecks. My business and my family are off limits too, Meredith.
She said her POs.
What's a PO?
Which I think means like one of her, I think it's a payment order. Like, I think that's what it stands for. Maybe we should Google this, but I think what she's saying, like an order for her products. So maybe not her profit, but like, how, like if she sells Vita, if she sells 100 cases and at,
yeah,
I can't math right now. But the total of that cost would be a PO.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not how much money she makes.
Okay, well, same thing. She's saying how much Meredith would need to sell a lot of jewelry to equal how much she sells. And yeah, she would post that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she said, she's basically saying, like, if you're coming for my business, then that's me and John's business, and it's Henry and Jack's businesses. Then you're coming for my family, too. Which also, someone, I think Vulture, put Henry on nepotism babies to look out for in 2040.
Oh my god.
Like, basically saying they think he's gonna be rich because of the business.
Yeah.
But they're, like, predicting he'll be, like, really rich.
Nepotism babies.
Anyway.
Leave that child alone.
Even though
he's rich.
She said, Meredith thinks I have mental issues. I'm not the one popping pills. You are, bitch.
Yeah.
Yikes!
People are also really, like, intolerant of drugs. And when I say that, I mean, now that I'm saying that it's, people are fine to, like, be addicted to pain pills or whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't really know what she's insinuating, like, what pills, but also, like, alcohol's a drug, and they get drunk all the time. That's, like...
I think there, what this is implying to me is that Meredith probably takes, like, antidepressants or something similar, and Lisa's saying, like, don't diagnose me, you're the one that has to take pills for your mental illness. Which I don't think is a good look.
It's not a good look, yeah.
But that's what it implied to me.
Especially when everybody's like, people should discuss mental health and take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And you're, like, putting somebody down for doing that.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what she's talking about.
So then there, the other group is in a Sprinter van going back to the house. And they're, literally all of them are talking about, Lisa's businesses again, except for Angie K. She says, like, in her interview that she thinks it made her feel uncomfortable that literally everyone was talking about her and Lisa wasn't even there. And then Meredith says something like, if she wants to talk about my husband and his work, but her husband can't keep a job, like, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, bringing up the rant specifically, and then... Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Do you think Angie's right? Do you think it's wrong that they're discussing this topic?
I don't think it's wrong, but... I mean, here's the thing. It's wrong if it's on camera because it's gonna come back. Or it's wrong if you're on a TV show, it's gonna come back. But I don't think... Like, I think if one of our friends was mega rich or claimed to be and then put up a GoFundMe, we would talk about it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it's, like, wrong... But I think it's wrong in the context because you know it's going to come back to Lisa on camera.
Right.
Or if it doesn't, if like if Angie hadn't told her, it would come up in the reunion. You know, like it's going to come up. Well, and already Dana told her too, so.
Right.
So.
Do you think Angie was right?
I don't necessarily think she's right, but for the show, she's right.
Okay.
Except I do like, well, we'll get to it. So then they're all having a Greek god and goddess party.
Which this was kind of weird. I mean, it wasn't, and it was. Actually, you know what was weird? That some of them didn't get the theme. And that...
That Lisa said she was dressing up as someone, and they showed a picture of her, and it looked... There was not a single part of her that matched what she looked like on Google.
Yeah. And some of them picked not Greek gods or goddesses. Or, well, just Greek gods.
Yeah.
But then... Angie gets carried in by the...
Men.
Yeah.
That she hired was, just to do that.
I know. It was just very, like... I don't know.
She also was like, I want you guys to know my culture. And I was like, I don't think being carried in by, like, the pit stop is a cult, your culture, but go off, sis.
Yeah.
So, before the dinner, Angie does tell Lisa that they were all talking about her. And Angie says in her confessional... Meredith wears a lot of feathers because birds of a feather flock together. But they're not pretty birds. They're seagulls. Yeah. And I was like, bitch, how long did it take you to come up with that?
Yeah, yeah,
and it wasn't, didn't really, it read as how long did it take you to come up with that?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wah, wah.
Lisa's basically saying, like, okay, Meredith's just trying to rally all of her troops up behind my back to, like, all come and attack me at dinner. And then Angie says, like, Meredith said something about John not working, and that's what really sets this off, I think. So then at dinner, they all start, like, coming down. Heather has this bedazzled eye patch. Jen said that she's Athena, the goddess of war, and Lisa says, are you fighting your friends or your enemies?
Ooh! Hey, you know it all.
Meredith comes in and says hi, and Lisa said, that's fake as fuck. And then Jen's like, what's going on? You're really grumpy.
Yeah, so grumpy. Cranky. Cranky boots.
And Heather said, who pissed in Lisa's Diet Coke? So, yeah, then two men bring in Angie, who she says are Zeus and Hercules. And she said her parents are Greek, and she wanted to show them her culture. And then they all get a gift of the evil eye. Which Lisa said, how appropriate that they all get an evil eye to protect them. They all need protection.
Right.
So then they asked how skating was, and then she's like, we had a very eye-opening conversation about who talked about my SEC filing. Who brought that up? All right, I guess Whitney says who brought that up. And, like, it's like, who's talking all these rumors, bitch? So Meredith said it was only in passing, which is not true.
Yeah, it was definitely...
It was the whole time, yeah. And in the van app back home.
It wasn't like a side comment. It was like a whole side quest. No, yeah. It was the main quest.
The main quest. So then Lisa was like, I'm happy to talk about my business and answer anything for you. What do you want to talk about? Basically, Lisa just gets to the point of like, you want to crucify me for the one thing I said? And Meredith says, like, don't go there. And Lisa starts mocking her, doing a very good Meredith impression. Mm-hmm. And Lisa was like, well, Angie, why don't you tell me what you said earlier? And then Jen was like, what about Angie? And Heather was like, oh, Angie, you just come home from our little bus ride and unload it all on Lisa. Maybe don't say that to Lisa if you don't want to embarrass her. And she also said, maybe don't stir up drama right before a dinner you're hosting.
Yeah, well, truly. At least she didn't complain about it being ruined, because that would have been stupid.
Yeah. So then Lisa says to Meredith, don't talk about my husband. And she's like, oh, you want to talk about my husband? When your little rant almost put his 4,000 employees at risk. Which I didn't understand that fully.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think is that if people are making, like, if his position, his performance impacts the revenue that pays for the employees, right? And so if his being able to make deals is impacted by people's opinions about the show and what people say, then they're saying that, you know, her disparaging him, it negatively impacts his ability to make money for the company so that he can pay his employees.
I just think
that's the only thing I could think.
It's a stretch to be like, one person said that Seth can't hold a job, and so then that puts his 4,000 employees at risk. Like, that just seems like a reach to me.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't...
I mean, she did...
Further explanations required.
It's not cool of Lisa to say that, but I don't think that his boss is going to watch it and be like, oh, this girl who was clearly going off said that. Oh, I'm going to take it to heart. Like, also, they should know his employment history. His company should.
Yeah. But I don't know if he has... Does he have a boss anymore?
So he's the boss?
I don't know.
So how's that put anybody at risk?
Well, if it's his ability to make deals with people is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
If they're, like, making it sound like he can't do things... If he's not competent. You know, if it's implying that he, like, moves from job to job or town to town because he can't, like, make it work anywhere. Then yeah. People might be afraid to work with him in business.
I don't situation. Know. So then we get to the root of it, I guess, where Meredith thinks that Lisa hasn't changed because she thinks that Lisa's going around saying that Meredith thinks she has mental health issues. And I just don't understand how Meredith doesn't realize that she did that. Like, Meredith's mad because Lisa said that. But she's saying that she didn't say that, but she literally said, you need to get help. Which is like saying, you need to get a therapist. Which is saying, you have mental health issues.
I mean, it's definitely the subtext. Like, because you're not being specific, that's where your mind's gonna go. Because I remember when we watched that scene and it was like, oh.
Yeah.
But also, therapy is for just normal things. Like... I think
that's true, but like, get help.
If you have anger issues or if you're not able to like express yourself, you know,
that's true.
But no, I remember thinking like, that's definitely, people are going to take that as a, you're implying that she has like some,
if you said you need to get help to me, I would take that as offense. Like, that's saying like something's fucked up in your brain.
Right. Although I would say also that saying that one time is not the same as going around and constantly saying it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in an argument with somebody, right or wrong, saying it one time I don't think she should be saying, Meredith's going around saying I have mental health issues. Unless she's saying it to everybody.
Yeah. I think the thing that I didn't like about this... Well, okay. So then Meredith says, it wasn't just the rant. It was little things like you not calling me when my dad was dying, canceling my makeup artist at the 11th hour during a pandemic, which I don't know what how Lisa canceled Meredith's makeup artist.
Well, she can cancel caterers. I guess she can cancel makeup artists too.
It just, I don't know, that seemed dumb to me, but I think what you said in this moment was what you really wish Meredith would say is just, let's not be friends. Like, why are they trying to have this relationship and everything if Meredith's never going to forgive her?
Right. Just call it what it is. It's a war.
Yeah.
And it's on.
But for some reason, both of them keep being like, well, we want to have the friendship, blah, blah, blah. When it doesn't even feel like you care.
Well, it never really felt like they were that close of friends before anyways.
Right.
So now it's very like, okay, we're just not friends.
Yeah. So then they go back and forth arguing if it was a rant or a tirade. And Whitney was like, how can we move forward when everybody remembers it differently? And then she was like, we all love each other.
There's always one, girl. I feel like, I think it was so silly for Lisa to try to, like, down... Like, yeah. Like, it wasn't a tirade. It was clear... Like,
it was a tirade.
It was everything.
Yeah.
You literally tried... You ripped her a new one. Verbally.
Yeah, it is weird for Lisa to be like, it wasn't that big of a deal when it was. But if it was... If you're not going to get past it, Meredith, then just say, I'm not ever going to get past it. Sorry, we're not friends anymore. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah.
So then Heather says, like, we're all a group of women with more in common than we think. She thinks that her eye is maybe a metaphor because sometimes we sweep it under the rug and sometimes we should just sweep it under the rug. Mm. Is what she says. And then Whitney said, how did you get your black eye? Tell us!
No rug sweeping.
Literally, Heather's like, maybe we should sweep things under the rug. And Whitney's like, how did you get it?
Yeah. I don't agree with Heather on this at all. And I don't like... I think this season has obviously put the biggest of spotlights on... She has an issue with dealing with difficult emotions and things.
Yeah.
And she needs to get better.
And I'm glad that the producers didn't make it be like, I think this should be a metaphor. And then, like, uplifting music starts playing and then they all, like, hug each other.
Yeah.
I'm glad Whitney was like, no, tell us how you got it. We're not sweeping that under the rug.
Yeah.
She said if anyone does a secret... She says if anyone knocks on your door in the middle of the night, don't answer it.
Uh-huh.
And then the producer says, like, why don't you talk about it? Who are you trying to protect? And then Heather says, myself. And then that's to be continued.
Yeah. Like, the mob showed up and
pushed her eye. Right.
I don't know.
Dr. Laser? Sorry, I don't know if that's a chain. There's a Dr. Laser by our house. That was the only, like, beauty lab and laser that I could compare it to.
Myself.
Well, I hope the fact that it says to be continued and they're at that table still when Whitney said that, like, there's possibility that next week she answers somewhat at the table, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and because maybe she's just playing coy with it even on the other, like, even at current time so that it'll come out on the show.
Maybe.
But I also feel like if it had come out on the show that it would have been, like, in the news.
Yeah, I know you said that, but I don't know. I guess, but they are kind of like, it's seven women, no, six women on a, no, yeah, seven women in a house, like, if they all kind of packed it, then maybe, I don't know. Do you think someone would leak it no matter what? I feel like not that much
Smaller things get out the blogs than that. That's big.
That's true. But I just feel like not many... There hasn't been a lot of, like, leaks on Salt Lake.
Yeah. And also, I feel like even if... I feel like, to argue myself, the fact that she got a black eye wasn't in the blogs either.
Right.
So, and that's itself interesting news.
Yeah.
And plus, maybe it was. Like,
plus, Angie Harrington's not there to leak it. Okay, well, I think that I hope that it comes out next episode, but I'm not holding my breath. Also, this was episode, what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
So how many more do you think there's going to be?
Probably like 20, 21.
Including the reunion?
No, I don't know.
I just feel like a lot of times they like end Salt Lake, cast trip, and then one episode, and then it's the end.
No.
Oh, also I saw on Twitter, you know that clip where Dana says, like, you better be nice to me, because who else is going to put money on your books?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, people are saying there's a rumor that it got cut, because, like, Jen's lawyers didn't want it in there.
Oh.
So, I don't know, we might not see that. But also, I'm like, I don't know how these people know that it got cut.
Interesting.
But I'm hoping...
It was in the trailer. I mean, that'd be weird for them not to include it.
Right, but, like, things have happened since the trailer. With...
Yeah, but it's already in the trailer, is what I'm saying. Oh, I guess maybe the whole story. Yeah. Why she's saying it.
But, I mean, things in court have happened since then, so maybe they were, like, cut it.
Hmm.
I don't know. For some reason, people are saying that that's gonna be cut. But I don't know. I hope that... Do you think... So we're going to have, like, one more night here, or is this the last night? On the trip.
No, I think they're done, right? I don't know.
Well, it said to be continued, and they were still at dinner.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure they go back. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me.
I'm trying to think of, like, what was in the trailer that hasn't happened yet. Like, to me, it feels like the season's winding down. Can you think of anything? Besides that?
No.
Right, so, I don't know. To me, it just feels like maybe it's a shorter season.
Huh. I'd be surprised.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, most of them don't go back, cut back from the one before. But last season was kind of crazy for being season two. Yeah. And having that many episodes.
Yeah. I liked, I liked that Lisa was, whether you agree with her or not, I liked that she stood up for herself. She always tries to pretend like things are, fine. And at the dinner, she was like, "Ah, it's not fine."
True. Yeah, Lisa's number one right now, hands down. Do you want to rank?
I always hate ranking.
Oh, I did want to say. Oh, this is the other reason I was thinking it's kind of winding down. It's because they already filmed the reunion. And don't they normally like try to get all the episodes shown to them before the reunion?
Yeah, it's usually there's usually like 3 or 4 episodes left when they film.
So maybe there's only like 15 and then the reunion.
Maybe.
And Jen was not at the reunion, confirmed. And I will say, Meredith really stepped up her game this year. She looked great. Mm-hmm. Actually, all of them looked really good, but Lisa's contour looked insane. It looked like she had a literal shadow on her head. Like a black shadow on her forehead. Okay, I think... Okay, let's just say who's your favorite and who's your least favorite. Right now, Lisa's my favorite.
My least favorite is Jen.
Okay, that's easy.
My favorite? I don't know.
Who else would be your favorite?
I think Heather is still my favorite as a stalwart. Like, that's my... Like, I just like Heather.
Okay, but I mean, who's your...
But Lisa is a rising star.
Who's winning the season
right now? And I still enjoy Meredith.
Who's winning the season right now for you? Lisa's it's not winning. Heather.
Well, Lisa's winning the season.
Okay, who's losing the season right now for you?
Jen is losing the season. Aside from Jen...
Yeah, Jen. And then Heather, I'd say.
Yeah, Heather's losing the season. She's lost the plot a little bit.
Well, Jen lost it when she got convicted. Or when she pled guilty.
Yeah.
So, aside from that, I'd say Heather.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was kind of a short one for us missing a whole week, but I guess there wasn't too much to talk about in that episode. I also don't
recall the whole episode, so...
We just talked about the whole thing.
I know! It wasn't at the top of my mind, though. I was like, I don't know.
All right, well, I'm excited for next week. We will be back, like I said, for the regularly scheduled programming on Thursday, and then... We'll see if Jen actually gets convicted on Friday. And if so, then we will do A little mini recap of what happened on the conviction front. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, you can share it with your Salt Lake City Housewives viewing friends that also enjoy podcasts. It sounds so niche, but we're almost at 25,000 listens. So wow. Thank you guys so much for that. We're only a couple hundred away.
That's pretty crazy.
And you can also subscribe to us on anything. If you're listening on Spotify, I do put up a Q&A and a poll on that every week. So feel free to give us your opinions there. And we'll be back next week for episode 13.
Yeah. That's been my energy today is, yes, girl.
Yeah, girl. On episode 13, where Travis will be leading and taking notes.
Prepare for chaos. Welcome to my mind. Anyways, no.
All right, this has been Privileged Twinks. Thank I'm
you.
Tyler.
Okay, great. Nice to see you. Don't let the door hit you. I'm just kidding. We're giving a Heather moment.
What's your shoving,
name? Whitney out the door.
She didn't even shove her out the door. She just slammed her own door. And Whitney left.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm Travis.
And this has been Privileged Twinks.
Thank you so much.
Adios. Bye.